through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, November 22, 2023. That's got a sort of a ring
to it. It does.
Hello, yes. Jeanette.
Hi, Kate.
We're here reading, looking back through the files of the Bunyip, which I've already mentioned, in the Cultural Heritage Centre, in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, formerly known as the Gawler Institute, and probably still is the Gawler Institute to a lot of people.
I think we should just mention that the Gawler Heritage Group have just won an award.
Absolutely, a national award for their exhibition
Down the Line.
Yes, yeah. Jacinta, who's the manager in charge here of the Research Centre or the Cultural Heritage Centre, went and was presented with the award last week. Yes. So we're very proud to be associated with them because they are really lovely people.
And we have got a podcast where Jacinta talked about the exhibition, which was recorded when the exhibition opened. So
yes. Oh, yeah. Wow. And I think this is the third year they've won an award, isn't it? In a row.
Yes. I wasn't aware of that.
Very, very pleased for them. So
yes, indeed.
We are in August territory here, if I can use that term. Surrounded by books. What could be better?
And bunyips. and the old bunyips. They're appropriate. Yes.
The bound copies of the Bunyip. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yes. So it's fitting that we're reading the Bunyip.
Yes.
And this is, I'll kick off with 150 years ago. New material for making paper. We hear that it is intended to carry out in this country, in an extensive way, the French invention of making paper from the sheath of the hop stalk when the outer skin has been removed. The substance made from this material is of great suppleness and delicacy, and by its employment in this manufacture, a new and considerable source of profit will be opened for the hop grower. And I guess if you ran out of food, you could eat it.
Yes.
Or if you got thirsty, you could soak it in water and get tipsy on it.
Well, interesting, because I've not heard of paper being made from hops, so I Googled it. And there's research going on at the University of Idaho in the US about using hops as the byproduct from brewing to make paper. And I thought, this is 150 years later.
Isn't that amazing? We're going back to the future again.
Yes, yes.
As we were saying with photographs now having been sent away to be printed.
Yes. But also, I think that just reflects how innovative they were in 1850 or in that period. And I think in the 20th century, with everything being mass-produced, we got very complacent and became less innovative. Mm. And just you could go and buy a big ream of mass-produced wood chip-based paper.
Of course, your trees take so much longer to grow.
That's right,
whereas with your flax and your hops.
Yes.
I don't understand why we don't grow hemp.
Yes.
I understand why we don't use a lot of these fibrous plant materials that just grow so quickly.
Well, hemp rope, there's been no valid replacement for hemp rope.
Yep.
Because it was still the best rope you can buy, and because it became banned, they had no longer could make hemp rope.
Mm. Well, I've got hemp ropes at home, and or the old sisal ropes. I have to say they're a bit hard on the hands.
Mm.
You have to use gloves when you're handling them, but crikey, you can't break them.
Well, Australia's history, hemp ropes, were vital to sailing ships.
Yep. Because when they got wet, they actually got stronger,
Very important when you want a sailing ship going through those storms and down in the roaring 40s.
Or did they shrink? Maybe that was the problem. Or maybe that was a good thing if they shrank when they got wet.
It could have been.
Don't quote me on that.
We won't quote you on that. I don't know. I don't know much about ropes. I just know that hemp ropes were good. So 100 years ago, the qualifying exam. On Friday last, 91 scholars presented themselves at the Gawler Primary School to enter for the qualifying examination, which is held yearly under the auspices of the Education Department. Three rooms were used, the boys being segregated in one, the girls in another, and the third for the visiting scholars from neighbouring schools. The results will not be attainable for some time, but it is hoped that they will be announced before the entering of the Christmas vacation. So they would be qualifying to go on to secondary?
QC. That was grade 7.
Right.
Qualifying certificate. We got a certificate when we finished grade 7, but it wasn't a QC. The QC had quite a ring to it. Mum and Dad both got... No, I think they both got their QCs but then left school.
Right.
Dad was taken out of school and Mum didn't have the transport to get to high school, so she went out to work.
Mum went to...
Slave labour.
The girls' high. My aunt went to Ballarat High, And because, and back then, that was prestigious. And my aunt was bullied because she was poor at the high school. She hated it. She was really miserable.
Yeah.
And her stories of that year for her at high school were...
the awful. Well, mum's parents, or her mum and stepfather, lived at Cromer near Mount Pleasant. And the only way mum had of getting to school was by bicycle, and it was 7 miles.
Yeah.
Or she could board there. The only place she could board was at the pub, and her mum wouldn't even think of that.
Yeah.
So she was sent out to be a maid at someone's house, and they absolutely just were awful people. They really, you know, she was carting big buckets of water, and the bloke would just sit around and watch her and boss her around.
Yeah.
And she was really quite a navvy to them. Mm. So, yeah. Anyway, she survived, and Dad survived, and they did very well for themselves, and for which my brothers and I are very grateful. I worked hard. 50 years ago, huge store plans by Woolworths. Woolworths plans to build a 15,000 square foot supermarket with parking space for 166 cars on the corner of Lindock Road and High Street, Gawler. An application from Woolworths Properties Limited seeking approval to erect the supermarket was received at Monday night's meeting of Gawler Town Council. In a letter read at the meeting, Woolworths said their present store in Murray Street was trading at over capacity and their future was limited due to the store's restricted size and lack of parking facilities. So that'd be where Faster Pastor is, or...
I was wondering. I was wondering that.
Lindock Road and High Street. Well, it'd have to be one or the other.
Yeah.
I don't remember that happening, but then...
I'm wondering if it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Mm, that's what I was wondering.
But they must have had those plans in the offing because then it was in the 90s, which was 30 years ago. Then they came through with their proposal to build where the TAFE is and did the land swap.
Yes.
And so council must have owned that site up there.
That was, or it was the TAFE, so it would have been government. Must have been state government.
State government, yeah.
Mm. Because when I moved to Gawler, there was no Woolworths in Gawler for a while.
I don't remember there being a Woolworths.
No, there wasn't one
there.
Here.
Was a Foodland where the Commonwealth Bank is, and then they moved out to Todd Street, down to where Get a Bargain is. Is it Get a Bargain? Whatever they call themselves.
Yes.
Opposite the post office. And
Then
they rebuilt over the other side. I'm waving my hands here.
Yes, on what used to be the Gretz, Jeff's grandparents' property.
That's right, yes.
I don't know if it's his Gretz grandparents'.
The pine tree was there.
Yes. Well, his grandfather, I think, planted that pine tree.
Ah, right.
It's his family that planted. Tree. It was.
Destroyed by people.
Mm. See, so I think Woolworths must have pulled out of Gawler and then come back when they got the...
I don't think... Were they ever in Gawler, though, before then?
It says here they were.
Anyway.
Maybe they weren't.
I don't think they were in Gawler before then.
Present store on Murray Street was trading at over capacity.
Oh, in Murray Street.
So they did have a store in Murray Street.
I wonder where that was. I'll have to look it up.
So, 25 years ago, Girls Action saved school. Two Evanston teenagers have been publicly thanked for their responsible actions in reporting a fire at Gawler East Primary School. School principal, Juan Mitchell, said if the girls hadn't acted as quickly as they did, the school might have gone completely in the October 26 blaze. According to Mr. Mitchell, Haley and Kirsty Schultz had been driving past the school when they noticed smoke. One of the girls rushed into a neighbouring house to call the fire brigade, while the other tried to get water to put the fire out.
Wow.
So
That'd be the new one up in Finch, right?
Yes.
What I call the new one.
It was probably fairly new then.
It would have been fairly new.
Yeah. It was there when I first sort of knew my way around Gawler, and that was 25 years ago.
And this is the one that blew me away. 10 years ago, we're still in McLeod's country. It has been almost 5 years since Channel 9's hit television show McLeod's Daughters finished airing in Australia. However, hundreds of visitors continue to visit Gawler, Freeling and Kingsford for their own McLeod's country experience. Each week, a tour company takes a group of international visitors to all the famous locations as shown on McLeod's Daughters during its 8 seasons. Tourists get to see Freeling's Gungellan Hotel, so named after the show, as well as character Stevie's wedding dress, still on display in Gawler Dry Cleaners. I can't believe it's 15 years since it stopped airing.
I didn't ever watch
it. 23 years since I started filming. It just seems like no time at all. Mm. God.
Well, the dress is now on display at the Visitor Centre.
Oh, is it?
Yes. It's a beautiful dress.
I mean, it's so tiny.
It is.
I've gone and looked at it and I'm thinking, my God.
How small is her waist? I didn't ever watch the show, but when we did the first festival in 2003, Jackie invited all the cast along to the special lunch, and she used that to help promote the festival. And I was handing out the name tags, and they came up to the thing, and I was so embarrassed because they just expected me to hand them their tags, and I didn't know. I knew they were McLeod's daughters, but I didn't know. Luckily, Kim wasn't far away, and she raced over and said, "Oh, I'll look after these." And I was like, well, "Thank you, Kim."
I've got a funny story on that, but anyway, we'll better finish up.
Yes, people are waiting to come in and start work,
and we'll speak to you next week.
Yes, until then, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette.